Cowboys took an Alabama offensive lineman, a guard, Tyler Booker, with the 12th pick overall. And joining us to talk about that now is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing this morning? We're
morning.
Having a fine morning. Fine morning.
Good. Yeah, we watched last night, saw you in the war room, and saw you take Tyler Booker. You really like him, huh?
We are having a really good draft so far this year. It's another year. Another instance, Steven tackling me in the aisle, knocking that Johnny football out of my hand. I'm determined I'm going to draft him one of these years. But, we got really lucky this year in the first round that Tyler Booker, he fell up to the number 12 pick, all the way up from about the 67th ranked player in the draft. Very lucky he fell all the way up. And Tyler's just a great offensive lineman from Alabama, and I know that Judge Shoddy, Coach Brian, he was really fired up to get Booker. He thinks he can really make a difference. And let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, brother. I love seeing Judge Shoddy get so fired up about a new young player, especially an offensive lineman, because I was an offensive lineman. Did you know that?
Yes, we did know that.
Now I'm an offensive GM, but when I was younger, I was an offensive lineman. And I identify strongly with Tyler. Okay. I speak his language, brother.
Okay, yeah, we noticed that.
I speak his language, man, we're both offensive linemen, and so right. I know the kind of grit and determinationing that it takes to strap on that leather helmet and go hit other 180-pound monster-sized men until you get drafted in the Korean War. I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit since you were an offensive lineman, but
I think Booker's going to be a great additive to this team.
And speaking of your head coach, he seems to take a pretty big role in the draft process. What do you like most about your head coach?
His name. I love saying Shoddy.
Yeah, we can tell.
I love Shoddy. Judge Coach Shoddy, Brian, he's like, he's been a really refreshing head coach, especially after Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, Mike McCarthy was the time I spent with Mike was just mainly me sitting there watching him eat.
Come on.
We just ran out of things to talk about. But Judge Shoddy, I mean, I like him because he's like a second father to my boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He goes out and plays with Steven and Jerry and builds forts with them and teaches them how to hunt and fish. And really, in a way, he's the father figure they never had.
Oh, gosh.
It's no secret that when they were growing up, I was always off being busy not being a father to other children I had outside of wedlock.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
So for Shoddy to step in, it's just been really a blessing to our family. And speaking of family, you like how we celebrate after we make a pick?
Man, that's wild.
Acting like the family just won a paternity suit or bought a new helicopter. Everybody going crazy. Love it.
Boy, there's a lot of family in that draft room, too.
A lot of them. Let me tell you something, George. That war room's getting a little too crowded for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Got Spalding in there. And there's a good reason for Spalding being there. You know, he's going to inherit this team when I pass away here in about 20 years. And
yeah.
And so he gets to get in there and get some experience. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, he gets to make the pick in the third or fourth round. I can't remember which one we let him have this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's going to get to take a player, and we'll be testing his football, Accutane, and predicting who's the good players and that sort of thing. So, but I don't think there's not a grandchild that I have that's not in that draft room.
It looks like it.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I have all my grandchildren in there, but I don't have all my kids in there.
Oh, okay, all right.
Gate Agent Jr. is not invited. Gene won't have that.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
I mean, heck, I had to buy her a yacht just to apologize to her for letting one slip past the goalie. But,
oh, God.
But we're having a good time with this draft, and this Tyler Brooker, you just watch him, man. It's something else, man.
All right, we will.
He'll be good, brother.
We'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah, you keep an eye on him, and we still got some more rounds to go. So you wait to see. We got a big surprise coming up. Big surprise. You just wait and see. And as a matter of fact, if we take another guy like Tyler Brooker, I've hired Daddy to talk to him in the congratulatory call.
Okay.
It's going to be so hip, and it's going to be so happening. You're going to love it, brother.
Okay, brother.
All right. Good morning, brother.
All right. Good luck in the rest
later,
of the
man.
Draft. There he
later,
goes.
Man.
We'll see you, man.
Take it easy, Holmes.
There goes Jarrah.